Hello friends, this is Pam Clark, and I don't usually record, but I feel prompted to today. Today being 7/7/14, which is interesting. Anyway, I felt the Lord has given me a vision I don't really want to have. And it's about our future, and it is about hope, but it's also about being sober in these times. And what I saw coming in the future is not our ideal hope. It's not the things we would just love to see happen. This wonderful revival that totally transforms our nation and is just everything like a dreamland that we would just absolutely love it to be. And some are even praying for this. However, that doesn't mean God's not there. He is. He's always there. Whether it's really deep darkness or whether it's ecstatic joy, he's there. And we have to find that stable place in him, that sweet spot in him, which sometimes I know is hard because I myself get challenged at times to find it, but it's only because God's really stretching us. But what I saw in this mini vision, whatever, however I would describe it, I don't know exactly, is I get revelations and they just come, and sometimes they're dreams and visions and sometimes they're just really strong impressions. But anyway, I guess it was a vision. But what I saw was families. But the families weren't all together. They were, now this isn't like graphic, but they were like in pieces. They were only parts. And you know, I mean, I know we know about broken homes today, but what I feel like the Lord was showing me is that the families are not going to be our little ideal family of us four in, you know, the station wagon and the house, etc. But they're, I saw family fragments, and so, like, you know, sometimes it would be mother and kids or a father and kids. Like I said, this is not easy to share. But what I saw was families in fragments, but they were going to come together in different ways than what we're used to seeing, in unexpected ways. And, oh, forgive me for having a hard time with this. I just saw families were being ravaged, and it's the society that we live in. It's the circumstances that we live in. I've seen this already myself, and I'm sure many of you have too, but it's just that, you know, sickness and disease is taking away parents. Broken homes from divorce and sin and like adultery and different things like that, that has caused broken homes. Even church splits can cause broken homes. Just some people not being what you thought they were. Some people just being unfaithful. Anyway, it's just caused a lot of ravaging to the family, is the American family we know and love as the ideal Christian family. And so while that's like breaking my heart, I was just, you know, I was asking the Lord, why are you showing me this, you know? And I believe there is a message in this. And the, oh gosh, really forgive me. I'm sorry to draw this out like this, but I'm just trying to find the best words and share in the Spirit of God the best thing I know. It's just what the message really was, that what we are putting into our kids today is what's going to carry us into the future, that the Christian nation we've known is no longer really here. It is hanging by a thread, but I don't really know that thread's going to make it. I really just don't. And I mean, by an act of God, by an act of people truly coming together and repenting and really doing major things. So honestly, I'm not seeing that. I really hope I'm wrong. But what I saw in the Spirit was Christian colonies. That's really the best way I know how to describe it. But there's just a lot of people because of the enemy, because these are the end times, because of the unfaithfulness that's out there. Because of world pressures, not every nation's Christian, and they certainly aren't going to act like it. People who have things that are good, other people are jealous of that, and so they attack. And they're doing it in the name of testing things, and in their minds, that's what they're doing. But it's really sad. Just the pressures that are on Christians, because Christians really do have the glue that holds it together. Christians really do have a foundation that can stand, but Christians are only as strong as the Christians themselves. And so, anyway, I just saw homes that were broken and like single parent families and kids that the Lord just said the kids are not going to grow up with the grandparents like the children of the past had. There's just things that are coming that are just going to be hard on us as a people. And unless we build up our own body, and then, the body of Christ, and unless we build up the strength that we have and the ability to impart wisdom and the ability to impart knowledge and truth that can hold, we really are going to be struggling as a people, yet the Lord is going to still be in the midst of us. And what he showed me, and others around our area where I live right now, they've had visions, of all these campers coming. And so I've always been curious about that. I really, when I heard those visions, I thought, okay, and I really do like to hear other people's visions about certain things because, when it's God, there's always that little witness inside that you get. And so anyway, but I kept hearing that. I've seen my own stuff, so I'll just kind of like to try to figure out how, because it says prophets, and God's people, they like to look into the things of the future. They like to look into these things, and they search out the Lord, and they search out the Word for what's coming. And so anyway, so I saw, I've been hearing this about the campers, coming in, and so, and people call this place a city of refuge, which I know there's more than one for sure. Obviously, they'd have to be. But as the people in my vision, it's just like I saw these people, I started seeing this myself of the people gathering, and I said, Lord, what am I seeing? And he was just saying, he says, yes, they're cities of refuge, he says, but they're really Christian colonies. He says, because the towns and cities and states are not what they used to be. We are not the Christian nation we used to be. And so what's coming are Christian colonies, but because there are so many broken homes today too, there are, the Christians have to come together to make life work, to get the revelation of Christ. We need to see things function in a way. When we see the ideal function, we see the ideal manifestation and the fullness of it. And therefore, but the Lord says, many are broken, he says there are quote unquote plagues coming around. There are things happening that are just going to be hard on the family. And people will be lost. I'm sure you've seen it. I've seen it here. We see it other places. We read about it in the news. But we're struggling. And so the point was, not everything we see today is something that is going to hold. And then the life we've known in the past is really not going to be as idealistic as it has been in the past. And there are things coming. Some things are out of our control. What people do with our air, our land, our food products. We just can't control it, all of it. And the water, who knows? Who knows? But what I saw was the family fragments. But I saw them coming together, and what the Lord showed me is that people are going to be coming together in Christian colonies, and they will be making their strongholds, which is really a wonderful thing, I think. But and really, it's what that church is supposed to be about, is people coming together, in the name of the Lord, to worship Him. But not only are the these families coming together, but they're coming together to receive Him, and because they're hungry and they're crying out for him. And a lot of what's happened, the bad stuff is because of the enemy. These are the last days. He's planned his assault for a long time. And and then we struggle. I mean, we have got to learn how to take spiritual strongholds, and we are just not that good at it yet. We're just not. So, you see why I write more than I speak. But anyway, but I just saw these Christian colonies, and what the Lord also emphasized to me is that what we, and this is, I think, the important part of the message, what we put in our children is so crucial for the future, because those are the seeds for the next generation, and those will be the strongholds for the next generation. We have got to teach our children to know the Lord, to love the Lord, how to stand in the Lord, how to stand for the Lord. And I mean, I think we've really been snared by political things. We do have a definite place in the political arena and in the marketplace. I mean, that's just always a need that we need to be there. But what I'm talking about really is the inner strength, the foundations for the inner strength. When people, it's like when people are in a crisis, whatever word is in you is the word that's going to come out. And if even if you've never experienced that problem before, if you've got certain scriptures and concepts and understandings in you, then when you need that, the Holy Spirit will bring that to the surface. The Holy Spirit will bring, oh, I remember this story, or I heard, brother, sister, so and so say this or that, and I remember, what my mother taught me, these Bible verses, or my Sunday school teachers, or whatever. These things, they are going to be absolutely critical, because of the ravages, sadly to say, that are coming. I mean, really, the good side, you have to look at it, Jesus is closer than he's ever been before. We've got to keep remembering that. But the strength to stand, I mean, and to know how to call on the Lord, to know how to say, Lord, what do we need for this situation? How should we prepare for these things? It's, I mean, some of it will be very practical, but I mean, first in standing comes the Spirit. Now we learn in the natural, and then we receive in the Spirit, in that order. But what counts when you're trying to stand is what you've got going in the Spirit. And then, I mean, because that can be backed up into the natural, and then we've got to press forward again. So it's just very important that what we put into our children and, and relationships, to know, I mean, it's really about our spiritual connections. It's really about being able to stand in truth and in honesty and integrity in the Spirit. We really just need to, I mean, this, we can't be so social that we really miss the Spirit. And that really can happen easily when you get groups of people together, like in churches or gatherings. But what I saw happening is this nation falls, which sadly, some of us see that. But doesn't mean that Christians have to fall. But there will be more Christian, I mean, because the nation's going extremely secular, if not, worse. And so as Christians come together and we make our stands and we make our relationships, I mean, we need to know that God has a bigger plan. And ultimately, He is going to culminate all these things in Israel. Now, I'm not trying to tell you I've got all the last words on that. I really don't. But I do know certain themes that He gives me that are just like threads, that are very secure in my understanding. I mean, he just, it's like certain things he really emphasizes, like this is a foundation stone, or this is like a beam on the, on the wall that's going to hold the structure up. And so there is going to be a gathering there, but we don't want to be there too soon. We don't want to be there before we need to be there. We want to be there when it's really the Lord calling us there. So anyway, what I just feel led to say is, I see Christian colonies because people are going to come together because they're going to realize how important their faith is. Because once the world gets disappointed, if they don't want to call on the Lord, they're just going to go from bad to worse. That's tragic, but that's really what happens. And so I just want to encourage you to deposit everything you can in your kids, to fill up your children, with wisdom. Give them wisdom for life. Don't baby them so much that they can't handle the real world, because it's going to be tough out there. And there's going to be some losses, which I'm not trying to make that the thing, because I totally don't believe in glorifying the devil. You know, there's going to be a lot of good that's brought out of all this. But God's going to have a refined people. He really is. He's going to have a refined people. And they are going to shine. And they're going to shine. And they, I mean, they're going to be seen. And they're going to be, they will be able to withstand the things that are going on around them. But I just said, what I see the Lord, and I'm just sharing this with you. It's kind of a new thing for me to share like this. But what I just see happening is the Lord bringing the people together in such a way that they can form a bond. And like I said, so many of these are going to be like fragments, you know, which is sad, but it's also good because God's doing a redemptive work through that. But they're coming together, and they will be strongholds for the Lord. But, you know, but this is just a training thing that the Lord has got to show us that we really need to find our Christian cohesiveness. We really need to find our way of coming together and syncing together, S-Y-N-C, and coming together as a stronghold in the Lord. But what God is preserving and what God is declaring and what God is establishing is His truth. He is going to fight for that truth. I mean, if it wears down the last man, even in the body, he is not going to compromise what he believes is his stellar truth, what is his fire and his glory. He is not compromising that. It's going to be there. And we all can, you know, be aflame with the Spirit of God. We all can be that fire, but it's not going to be a light thing, and it's not going to be a easily polluted thing. It's going to be a strong thing. And so the generation to come is going to be these young believers, and they're going to have gone through some hard times just because that's what's going on in life, and that's the end times work of the enemy. But we're going to come out okay in this. That's really the best word. We're going to come out okay, but the young ones, they're going to have a lot on them, but whatever we put in them that's truth, that's what's going to hold them up. And the need for these Christian colonies is just going to take place. And you can use your wisdom for planning for something like that and preparing. I mean, for some of you, life will be okay for a while. You know, it's going to be okay. But there is coming times of stress in increasing ways that will cause the need for these colonies. And I don't totally understand it all, but I do know that's what the Lord is saying, and that's what I want to share with you. God bless you. Doing my best to care the way I know how to care. Thank you for listening.